Hello, everyone. Welcome to Richfield Tiger Talk. I'm your host, Dr. DeSantis, and welcome to show 101. If you've missed it, we had our 100th episode last week. Great show. So don't forget, if you haven't listened to that one, go listen to it. But today, I have a super special guest. I am welcoming back to the podcast, Stephanie Chung. How are you?
Hi, Wes. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy. Just super great having 101 podcasts here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot. You kind of look back and you're like, oh yeah, I've been doing it about 4 years now, and we average about 25 episodes a season, so adds up, makes sense, if my math is correct. But before we get started to talk about the RHS College Fair, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself for people who may not know?
Sure. So I'm Stephanie Chung. I am the Richfield High School Counseling Supervisor. So I oversee the school counseling department and focusing on all the college and career pieces that our high school students work through, so that when they leave us, they go out into the big world and do fantastic things. And, you know, we're just providing opportunities to help foster and grow their development towards those college and career things.
Absolutely. That's so cool. So cool. And we've been seeing all the neat stuff that you guys have been doing this year. But in the next week and a half or so, Richfield Public Schools, or I'm sorry, Richfield High School will be hosting a college fair. Mm-hmm. What is the college fair, other than just, you know, there'll be like a guy from a college there talking to kids? Like, how does it work? Like, so what is a college fair?
Sure. We are very lucky in that we have a college fair just for Richfield High School students. So it's not open to the public beyond our own little community. And we have about 80 colleges coming that represent a wide variety of different institutions. And it's an opportunity for families and students to meet many colleges all at once. So yes, there's a lot of guys behind tables, but it gives students opportunities to walk up and down, take a look at their informational materials, look at their bulletin boards, and determine what appeals to me in a college. So it's really an opportunity for all students. Definitely focus on sophomore and juniors, because that tends to be where they are in their explorative stage. But if you're a freshman family listening to this and you want to come check it out, you are more than welcome. And it just really gives them a one-stop
Probably not fourth grade parents. Wait a few
minutes. I mean, when they're ready to think about it, but it is open to the community. And, you know, just to learn about their programs and talk about their institutions and ask questions to help them start narrowing down, what am I interested in? What major? Where location? Small school, big school, in a city, not in a city. You know, what even is there more beyond majors? What, you know, many students look at what we have at Richfield High School in our program of studies and think that's what they can major in. And there's so much more. So it's just the opportunity to really just start that individual exploration and just hear what is out there and get a feel for it.
And that's really, I mean, back when I was a teacher at the high school, so many students would not only look at the colleges, but how those colleges may have connections to certain industries.
Correct.
You know, oh, I want to go to Rensselaer because I really want to work in aerospace or something. That college is known to have these connections and stuff like that. So that's really cool that, you know, we're already trying to work with our students to know those connections.
And from my experience working with high school students, many times they don't know what they want, but they can easily figure out what they don't want.
Yes.
So it's also helpful for them to start like ruling that information out of, ooh, that's too small or that's too far away or there's not enough majors. So any of that is just helpful in determining a good fit school for a student, so that they can end up somewhere that they feel happy and confident and willing to take chances, step out of their comfort zone,
Absolutely.
And just really engage in the world around us and be a productive member of society.
Absolutely. And we always, you know, we've said this on many other podcasts and just in meeting with the public, it's okay if you don't have your whole life figured out at 17.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out. So, so it's totally okay to think about those things. So what can one expect from the 2024 Richfield High School College Fair?
So this year we looked at how we can level up as all of Richfield Public Schools has, and, you know, taking feedback from families and students and even college fair representatives last year, and determining how we can provide more information at the same time. So we are able and excited to announce that we'll have a keynote speaker. Mr. Rob Franek is the editor-in-chief of the Princeton Review.
Ooh.
And he's a big name. And he'll be coming to speak with our families for the first half hour of the college fair about finding the best fit college. So it's really great. He's a really energetic, inspirational guy. And that is happening while the college fair is happening as well. So if you're not interested in that, if that's not your thing, you can go right into the gymnasium and walk around and go meet those college reps. However, everybody else will be in the auditorium for those who are interested in the keynote speaker. So we're really excited to welcome Rob. Then after Rob speaks, we'll be having a variety of 15-minute workshops hosted by our own esteemed and knowledgeable school counselors.
We're
so excited for this, to give information on those specific topics that might be of interest to some students or all students. So ranging from, I think we're going to offer a college 101 for first-time families, like just the very basics. We're getting some feedback from alumni at highly selective colleges, so they can talk about what it took to get into there, what their friends doing, what was that experience like. Highly selective schools don't recruit, so you're not going to find them at our college fair as much as we have them. It's not a thing that they do. But it is also like for those families who are thinking about the Ivy Leagues or these top tier schools, what is it that a student can do to help themselves stand out? So we're looking forward to that workshop. A workshop on the portfolio and auditions, and if you're doing a unique major like art or theater that needs to have more than just the common like the basic application, and just, you know, military pathways, we'll have a session on information on what else is there to do, college, tech schools, two-year schools, four-year schools.
Oh, that's super important. That's great.
Well, we're gonna have all those types of things. We need the help from our listeners. If you are at Richfield High School, you'll be receiving an email. This airs on Friday, so you might have already received this email from when I'm talking about it, but there'll be a survey in there. We're just looking for feedback from families of like, what would they be attending for those workshops, so we can actually plan them so that people,
you know, how much space to give. Yeah.
So much space to give. Make sure the ones that are most popular aren't conflicting, because we can't read students' minds and we want to make sure that they get access to that. So those workshops will be ongoing simultaneously with the college fair. So parents can come, students can come, pop into the keynote speaker, go walk around the gymnasium, go check out a workshop, go back to the gymnasium. That is the ebb and flow of the night, which we're super excited about. And then we will also, and we're excited about, have the waffle cabin is planned to be there too.
Wait, did you say waffle cabin?
The waffle cabin, which is a truck, don't get confused.
Okay.
But, we've heard that it's a busy night, sports are happening, it's, you know, springtime. Mm-hmm. And we don't want families to feel like their decision is either dinner or the college fair. So hopefully by coming to the college fair, you can grab a bite to eat, fill those hungry bellies.
That's so cool.
And then still go explore. So
And I love waffles, so.
Yeah, I know. We're excited for that. So those are things about this year's college fair that you can expect in addition to what it was like last year if you had attended. We do have just over 85 colleges committed and growing.
Oh, wow.
We're still taking colleges who are showing interest. So that that list is subject to change. It is posted on our website right now. If you go to Richfield High School, go to programs, click on school counseling. The college fair information is right on the main page. Just scroll down. You can see information about Rob Franek. You can see the listing of colleges that we'll be attending, as well as like dates and location. So we're really, really pumped to see what this year's college fair brings. And Rob Franek of the Princeton Review, you do not need to register for our college fair. Please just show up. Come show up whenever you want. It's an open door policy. Come in, come out, leave when you need to. If you would like to register with the Princeton Review, they are offering a over $2,500 course for their ACT or SAT test prep program. So if that's something of interest to you as a family who's listening to this, definitely check out that flyer on our website. It tells you how to pre-register to get entered to win that course. Ooh. So lots happening, busy night, but you know, busy 2 hours, but it's really going to be full of information And our goal is that families feel like they've learned something, students are exposed to something, and they can start tailoring their own direction. So that when they have their conversations with their school counselor, or they can ask questions to their school counselor, they can refer to this awesome event that we're hosting.
And I'll also put that link in the show's description of the college list. So if you're listening to this and you get curious, just look at the description and the link should be in there.
Awesome. Thank you.
So send me that link, Stephanie, so I can put it in there. Just want to make sure everyone can see all the cool stuff going on.
Yeah.
So the next question is who's the prime person for this? It's probably not the seniors, right? Because they are leaving us in May to go on internship. This is, I would say, definitely for 11th graders, but who is this? Who's the best beneficiaries of this?
Yeah. So like we were like 11th grade is definitely prime suspect, right? The 11th graders are going to be talked about college from here on out. And we do talk heavily on college in Ridgefield because historically over 95% of our students do choose to apply to four-year school, which doesn't negate the fact that there are plenty of other options that more and more students are taking advantage of.
Yes.
But it does give the opportunity for students to, think about everything. So we encourage those, all students to come. It is heavy on the four-year schools at this particular college fair. We will have the Connecticut State Community College there as well, which is, they offer free tuition now for students. So that's a really important piece that some students are taking more and more advantage of, especially those who don't know what they want to do. So
I wish I did that.
They go and they just take some classes for free. They get experience in the classroom. They start, they're saving a ton of money, obviously, and then they transfer to an institution of their choice, or they build up their GPA or whatever it might be. So they'll be there. So definitely 11th grade families that are leaning towards traditional college would be the most impactful. And then we do have a little something for everybody else as well. And then sophomores. A lot of sophomores are thinking about this. And so you should come, dip your toes in, get a feel for what it looks like. What are colleges? What's a major? What's a bachelor's versus an associate's? All those things are completely acceptable for those sophomore students. And then those freshmen who are just really thinking about it, like they want to do their four-year plan and they want to, make sure they're getting themselves set up for the best possible outcome. By all means, they should be here. Freshmen will have the opportunity to, our hope is that the college fair goes year in year. So year the year after, things do change. The information you might receive now as a freshman could definitely
be different
from the college admissions perspective. For example, students last year if you came last year as a freshman, you might have found a college that was test optional that have since changed their requirements and now require tests. So it's just always important to stay up to date on what the colleges that you're looking at are doing. But really anyone, and if you're a senior and you maybe you're considering taking a gap year, or you're not quite sure, you want to change your mind, you can still come and explore those types of things as well.
Yeah, just to see what can come next or what even the options are. Yep. So sounds great, but is there anything that a parents or students should do, any prep work before going to a college fair?
I mean, the short answer is no, just show up and be open-minded. But if you really want to make it the most productive for yourself, you can easily do a couple of different things. Sophomores and juniors will also have an advisory lesson on this in the coming weeks prior to the college fair.
Oh, nice.
So they'll be talked about this in advisory. But, just do the research on the colleges. Look to see what's coming. Pick the ones that catch your attention. Maybe identify two or three that you never heard of and, go meet them, see what they're about. We all know the big name schools, right? There are so many other schools out there that are equally as good, equally as supportive, have great programs. So, just targeting those smaller schools that you might find a better fit for, a better scholarship, or whatever it is important for you. So I'd say look at the list of schools, meet with your school counselor too, find a way to connect with them.
Absolutely.
Especially juniors, and say, here's a list of the schools that I'm thinking of. Is there anything else that you think that would be a good fit for me? And then this way, you know what you're looking for and what conversations. And then go up to those people. And this applies to everybody. Like, this isn't a, oh, I'm just looking, thank you. But it's a look you in the eye, shake your hand.
Yep.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm a junior at Richfield High School. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's what I know I like, you know. Or I have no idea what I'm looking for. I have no idea what I like. What can
yeah.
you, what would you tell someone like me? These people are here. They're the admissions reps that are here at the college fair are most likely to be the ones reading the applications from.
Richard. So this is the straight from the horse's mouth, yeah, basically.
There's a couple of alumni yep. reps. There's a couple of, you know, people covering, but more often than not, these are the people that they come to Richfield for a college fair. They come to us in the fall. Mm-hmm. They're getting our applications. So if there's a college that you're really attached to, you know, that impression of just, this is my name, you know, here's yep. my information, and just striking up that conversation really goes a long way. They might ask you to like give your information, like have you fill in like an information
yeah.
card, and that shows that there is interest. That shows there was a conversation yeah. and that shows that they're going to start sending you information as well. So those things are really helpful. So if you can come to the college fair with a list of questions that are important to you, which could be, you know, how big is the school,
yep.
how small are classes, what's campus life like, do a lot of kids leave on the weekend, what mm-hmm. kinds of activities do you have, scholarships, whatever your specific yeah. questions are. And
I know one big one I talked to some seniors actually when I was at the high school last week is they're really curious about the ability to have course selection. Mm-hmm. Is each school is drastically different in how you can, let's say you wanted to go for, you know, a biology major. Each school is a little bit different in that flexibility. And I think that's something students really need to look yeah. into is that flexibility. Is that something that you want? Do you want that kind of like smorgasbord look mm-hmm. or do you want something that's hyper-focused?
Yeah. And you know, as adults, we know when I'm, yeah. if we're looking for new jobs, we're yeah. equally interviewing the people we're going to work for as much as they're Absolutely. Interviewing us. And that should stem to the colleges too, like as a mm-hmm. student, like it's okay to ask questions because you need to be happy there, especially if you're living on campus. You need to know
Absolutely.
What to expect. So yes, you want to get in. Yes, you want to, you know, succeed and meet their expectations, but ultimately like they need to be a fit for you too, which Rob Frenick will talk about during his keynote speaker about best fit colleges and not, you know, what's the best college, but what's the best college for you.
So cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited. And what's the date again?
April 3rd. It's a Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come when you can. But the keynote speaker, Rob Frenick, will be talking from 6 to about 6:30, 6:40. And then the workshops will be timed as well. But the college fair itself will be open from 6 to 8 as throughout the night.
Awesome. So much. And again, for more information, you can go to the Richfield High School website. There is a link in the podcast description, so you could check that out. And Stephanie, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy day to be on Richfield.
No, I love sharing this information. I just want to get the word out so that everyone knows to come and enjoy the night with us.
Absolutely. And speaking of getting the word out, I believe we are still the most popular podcast here in Ridgefield. So if you have people that would benefit, especially from this podcast, this is one I would share around. If I know people that have high school age children, definitely share this podcast with them. And you just do that by having them go to their favorite podcasting app and type in Ridgefield. Boom, Tiger Talk's the first one that pops up. Just like and subscribe. We're on everything. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. Wherever fine podcasts can be downloaded. But other than that, thank you again, Stephanie, so much.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. D. We love being on your podcast with you.
Oh, it's so much fun. And I just want to thank the wonderful audience for listening. This is Dr. D signing off, wishing everyone a great weekend.